Safe recall over salmonella concerns. Good morning. I'm Michelle Spring with your 9 o'clock news. The USDA issued a recall notice that an additional 5 million pounds of raw beef products, which were produced and packed from July 26, 2018 to September 7, 2018, may be contaminated with salmonella. This is an expansion notice after an initial recall was issued in October, which brings the total recall to 12 million pounds of raw beef. The recall of beef supplied from JBS Tolson of Tolson, Arizona, has been linked to 246 people getting sick in 26 states. Tuscarawas County Health Department Director of Environmental Health, Caroline Tarakidis, says most people infected with salmonella develop symptoms 12 to 72 hours after being exposed to the bacteria.
Some of the signs and symptoms of salmonella are nausea, vomiting, abdominal cramps, diarrhea, fever, chills, headache, and you can't have blood in your stool. And some of these symptoms, including diarrhea, can last up to 10 days.
Tarakidis said salmonella used to be more associated with poultry products, eggs, and mayonnaise. She says since our foods are becoming more processed, the chances are more likely for salmonella contamination.
Cook your hamburger to 155, cook your turkey to 165 degrees, and it's very important that you check that with a thermometer rather than just looking and saying, it looks done, I don't see any pink. You really, really need to check your cooking temperatures with a metal stem probe thermometer.
The beef was shipped nationwide. People are urged to check their freezers to make sure they don't have the recalled meat. Thanks Birth Control Day is an opportunity for women's rights advocates to highlight the many ways in which birth control improves the lives and opportunities of women and families. CEO of Power to Decide, a private, nonpartisan, nonprofit organization, Ginny Ehrlich, says studies show that 99% of women use birth control at some point in their life.
And we know that if women have the opportunity to decide if, when, and under what circumstances to get pregnant, not only do they do better and thrive, but their families do better.
Last month, the Trump administration finalized a policy change that would allow employers with religious or moral concerns to decline providing no-cost birth control for female workers. Ehrlich noted that women's rights groups already suing the administration over an earlier version of the opt-out vowed to continue their court battle. A recent survey conducted by Power to Decide revealed that nearly 8 in 10 adults in the United States, including 66% of Republicans and 93% of Democrats, consider birth control to be a basic part of women's health care.
19 million women live in counties in which there's not reasonable access to the full range of contraceptive methods, specifically 19 million women who are eligible for publicly funded contraception. So that means that low-income women who are already struggling economically are having to figure out how they access health care.
Ehrlich says ultimately they would like to see women have the power to decide if, when, and under what circumstances to get pregnant and have a child. In state news, Ohio's county boards of elections are now able to acquire new voting equipment through a program made possible by legislation enacted this year. A release from Secretary of State John Husted says the voting equipment acquisition program provides a total of $104.5 million for counties to purchase voting equipment. The County Commissioners Association of Ohio and the Ohio Association of Election Officials say they welcome the opportunity to replace old and outdated equipment. And in sports, Urban Meyer is set to retire after the Rose Bowl, with Ryan Day taking over as the Buckeyes' 25th head coach. Ohio State's 54-year-old head coach said the cumulative effects of health problems, the current strength of the Buckeye program, and the impact of a lengthy suspension to start the 2018 season convinced him to announce his retirement Tuesday morning. In hockey, Columbus fell to Calgary in a high-scoring match 9-6, and Pittsburgh topped Colorado 6-3. The NHL announced yesterday that Seattle is now getting a team. In college basketball, number 19 Ohio State welcomes Illinois tonight at 7 o'clock. And the Cavs, they'll welcome Golden State tonight, a rematch of the past four NBA Finals. Tip time is at 7 o'clock. Your news this morning is brought to you by Simpson Heating and Cooling, 817 West High Avenue in New Philadelphia, your local Carrier dealer. A look at your Z Country forecast is coming up next.
Announcing Introducing great news about Simpson Heating and Cooling. They're now the highest rated Carrier heating and cooling products dealer in Tuscarawas County. And they're also the only Carrier factory authorized dealer in the county. Although Carrier manufactures other products, the Carrier logo is only put on their very best products. Simpson Heating and Cooling services all brands, but recommends and installs Carrier. Buy the best from the best, from a name you can trust. Simpson Heating and Cooling and Carrier. Turn to the experts.
Just one call for everything. Simpson Heating and Cooling.
Periodic snow showers over the next few days. Light snow falling today. Accumulations of a half inch or less with a cloudy sky. It'll be cold. High temperature in the lower 30s. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low in the mid 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and breezy with snow showers developing again in the afternoon. High temperature Thursday in the mid 30s. A light snow accumulation of an inch or less Thursday afternoon through Thursday evening. Friday, clouds and partial sun with highs in the low 30s. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exline.
To stay up to date with local news, be sure to find us on Facebook, Twitter, or WTUZ.com. For WTUZ News, I'm Michelle Spring.